it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Is this starting to feel like the year for the Phillies? 58.1% say yes. That has been going down the entire time.
Yeah. Are you
going
to get stateside to make more of the year vodkas like you did for
well, that
last
wasn't
year's
good luck.
Sixers?
Yeah, that wasn't good. There's 2 years ago with the Sixers. We decided it was the year, and we decided to make these. I'll show you this. Stateside made this for rights to Ricky. Made this vodka bottle. It said the year was gold.
Oh,
leaf
no, I remember.
Around.
You gave me one. I got it.
Yeah,
got one
and they lost
those
in the first round.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That was tough.
Yeah. Let's
the vodka
get to,
was good, though.
The vodka is always good. The vodka inside was great, and the label looked awesome.
Yeah, it looked awesome.
Great label.
Great label. Yeah, all timer.
You like the, like, you know, the black colored things, like
yes,
like Joel Embiid is a
yes
demon in a way.
Well, it was it's takeoff of the Misfits. I don't know if you've ever seen the Misfits t-shirt or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a rock punk band or whatever. That's what it was. So let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Been a while since we've had a good stock watch on our callers. As always, we are monitoring.
Yep.
Always monitoring.
Jack is always monitoring everyone all the time. If I'm always managing, he's always monitoring.
That is right. So I have stock watch for our afternoon show caller. Starting at number five, OG Wade stock down.
Yeah.
Down.
I started to get like serious on the phone calls. We got, you know, the Jalen thing. He's called once this week.
Yep.
We're still waiting for his new bit.
Yeah.
Don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Philly season, he always struggles.
One hit wonder.
Yeah, he is.
Well, the call, the berating me about how we talked about Justin was like, what are we doing here, buddy?
Having a little fun with Justin.
Yeah.
I think he took offense to that whole thing.
Yes, oh, I'm sure he did.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sure he did.
Wow. Whatever. We're all having fun here.
Yes. We're all having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, lighten up, OG.
We're welcoming in Justin, and we're turning him into a name.
Yes, I work with Buzz. I berate him every time
all
he's
the
on
time
the air.
He's an idiot.
Is the whole point. And is Justin weird? He is. God bless him.
Yeah.
The guy just shows up everywhere. It's the weirdest thing I ever saw.
Did you see him on game day?
He was there on game day.
Yeah, of course he was. Yeah. He's everywhere.
He was at the Jordan Mulata show the other night, too.
Yep.
Yeah. He's like a cat.
Yes. He's like, oh,
shows
whoa
up.
I didn't know he was here. He's like, oh.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, I almost tripped over you. What are you doing right behind my leg? That's Justin.
The fourth on my stock watch is Furry Bruce. Stock's up.
Yeah.
Now,
Furry Bruce stock is up.
Yeah. Oh, listen, when we get him on, we're going to get more of these furry stories with him.
Yes.
Now, everything else, not great.
Yeah.
Per usual.
Bruce in D.C.
Great guy.
Furry Bruce.
In. And an interesting story yesterday about, like, you know, went to his mom's room and something a lot going on there as well. We got to break down.
Well, that's not what he said.
Said something about.
He said the mom.
His mom put
the towel on the washcloth.
Yeah. Set his.
But that part was a little.
That's weird in itself.
Yeah, his mom's laying out
before
the
furry convention he's going to go to. Yeah.
And that's why he couldn't go to the furry convention, because the raccoon that was in his house dutied on the washcloth. Why didn't he just get a different? Oh, because he had to call animal control and so on and so forth. And you would think a furry would love a raccoon in the house, but as it turns out, they don't. They don't like real animals. They don't like fake animals. Yeah.
He also said the shadow was moving silently.
Yes.
What other way would it move?
Yeah. It's a really good
point. I've never heard a loud shadow.
Yeah. When he said it, I was like. Of course it was quiet.
He was so into the story.
He was. That's why I didn't interrupt him.
The thing about Bruce is, when we're talking to him about sports, he's sort of all over the place. When he has this furry story, he's
locked in.
He is dialed in. And did we find out he's a wolf? Is that what he is normally?
No, I think I made that up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because sometimes it's slow to move through his sports points.
Yes.
When we start talking about furry in real life, bang.
Yep. It's right in there.
And the other thing I appreciate about Bruce, he'll wait like 3 hours.
Yeah, he furry Bruce doesn't mind.
No. We only waited 4 yesterday.
Almost. Yes, yeah. We got him up there, though.
Yeah. Well, you gotta have, if you're gonna have a furry story, you gotta get in the right spot of the show. Right.
Yeah, it's not, we can't do furry at 3:30 or 2:30.
No.
Furry is 4:30 and on.
Yes, absolutely.
This falls apart.
It's funny because people, when they listen to the radio, they're like, they usually just listen the time that they listen. Right. You know that, and there's a segment of people that always listen from 4:30 on that probably think
they know
this show is so unhinged because they never hear any other part of the show.
Yeah. Like, where's the sports topic at around there?
It's always Furry Bruce and Herb and OK Andrew. And,
yeah. They're all getting in there.
Yep.
3 on my stock watch, and this hurts to do.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
But Yoshi's down.
What?
Where's he been?
What?
Wait, I haven't talked to him all week. Did he even call Friday?
Did we talk to Yoshi last week?
I think I haven't talked to Yoshi. I think he's turning into a once-a-week caller. And that's not my Yoshi in Brewery Town.
Especially during football season.
Especially during fantasy football season. All he does is talk about his fantasy team.
That's true.
Yeah.
We'll definitely get that call before we get out of here.
Oh, for sure. It's probably ringing right now.
Yeah.
He did the bat signal, the Yoshi signal. The Yoshi signal is just a sleeveless T-shirt. A light in the sky with a sleeveless T-shirt, even if it's December.
Yeah. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. Second on stock watch is Herb in the Northeast, which is up. I mean, he's been on a heater. I don't care. The calls are 8-9 minutes long, right around that 5-minute mark. Once we get through the nonsense of like, I've noticed they're keeping their head down on the ball with baseball, then we start getting some gold. He's on a good run.
He pivoted in the middle of the call today to a topic I can't remember. I thought the call was over, and he just... What was the pivot in the middle of the call today? There was some topic he brought up.
Well, you asked him what kind of meatballs he...
I asked him how he makes a good spaghetti sauce, and he just said... Tomato sauce or whatever.
But then he said he doesn't like tomatoes.
Yeah, I asked him what kind. I was like, do you use San Marzano tomatoes? And he was like, I don't like tomatoes in my sauce. What's the sauce made out of?
Yeah.
What do you think it's made out of?
Herb calls are so long.
Yes.
That sometimes you forget where it started and where it...
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Everybody forgets where it started.
We got to track his testosterone thing, though.
Yeah, the T levels is one that we're monitoring. Mm-hmm. We got to make sure that he gets that stuff up. But number one on Stockwatch is Bam and Upper Darby. It couldn't be through the roof.
Yeah.
Through the roof.
Up.
Yeah,
up,
I agree
up.
With you on this one.
We're learning about his jail time.
Yep.
That was.
His snacks.
His snacks.
And by the way.
I'm still trying to figure out how to get jail time.
Oh, he's doing Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, he stole a car. But even then.
This is before.
He got put in jail? Yes, before. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he was not, so Bam is blind, but he was not when he was younger, because we have a Vince, his regular listener, went to high school with Bam.
Okay.
He's the one who told us that Bam used to be a Redskins fan when he was younger.
Right.
And so it must have been then.
Yep.
And speaking of which, by the way, this hour presented by Guided Torn Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Torn Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or to go to GOGUIDA.com. Speak of the devil. Bam.
Wow, and he appears.
Number one on the stock watch. How do you feel about that, Bam?
I took the title back. I had it last. I heard it a couple weeks ago, about a month ago. I had it. When Jack was doing it about a month ago, I was number one.
Yep.
You're having a great run, bud.
Yep.
Thank you. Appreciate it, fellas. Hey, before I get to my sports point, right?
Yes.
The guy Smooth Joe, I was listening to him. Don't he remind you of somebody?
Is there somebody specific? He kind of talks like Morgan Freeman.
No, he talks like Tornado Shapiro.
There's a little bit of that in there. Yeah, there's a little bit of that in there.
I didn't catch it.
Yeah, he's like less boisterous than Tornado Shapiro, but there is a little Tornado Shapiro in there.
Probably gets better forecast, too.
Yeah, well, 50-50. 100, he's right 100% of the time. That's a good call, Bam.
Yeah. I know whoever George is in our fantasy league, fellas.
Yeah.
He's going down this week.
Oh, you facing George this week? Who is George?
George in North Philly is the guy we gave him two trivia questions. He got them wrong.
Right.
But we still put him in.
Good caller. Good caller. Well, Bam, if I mentioned to you yesterday, I did bust your ass last week in fantasy.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right.
I know. It's only week one.
Okay.
But listen, tonight, fellas, bring out the brooms.
Yeah.
Sweep, sweep.
Would love to get a sweep. Would have never bet on a sweep in
Who's
a million years. It is
Lizardo.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Mets are in trouble.
And we must have one of the kids from the Mets. Is it Tong?
No, it's David Peterson.
Oh, well, he's a good pitcher.
Who I feel like they never hit. But.
Yeah, he's a good pitcher. He's had a pretty good year.
Yeah. And I think I can answer the next question, but I think I won yesterday, right?
Yeah, what's your pet peeve?
You did. Yeah, you can. Yeah, give us a pet peeve, Bam.
Okay. My pet peeve is like, all right, so when Lady T goes to me and says something, and then she says, never mind, and then I'm like, yo, just tell me what it is. People tell you, they say something, and then like 30 seconds later, they turn around and like, never mind. I'm like, I didn't hear what you said.
Yes. The never mind is a big one, Bam. Thank you for the call, Bam. That one and the, hey, what's the matter? And it's like, nothing. It's like, all right, well, I've seen you every day of my life for the last decade and a half.
Something's the matter, yes.
Don't tell me nothing.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. The never mind thing is another one, too.
Yeah.
What'd you say? Nah, never mind.
Yeah, that... Listen, we're all married, so we're all used to that. Yeah, that comes.
Yeah. Look, this is what it is. 215-592-9494.
Usually means they're irritated with us for some reason.
100% of the time.
That's what that normally is.
100%.
Yeah.
The what's wrong thing, what I'm really asking is did I
me?
Do
yeah,
something?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. What did I do?
What did I do?
How can we move on?
Yes.
And the talk of the
Yakima. Yes, I'm sorry. I said that you leave the half-finished seltzer cans all over the house. You do, but it's okay. I love you anyway, right? I'm not perfect. Far from it. Spike in Bristol, you're on WIP. What's up, Spike?
Oh, hi. I'll tell you one of my pet peeves.
Oh, wow.
My biggest pet peeve is when I call WIP and I have to listen to people that sound like they're drunk and you guys let them talk for like 20 minutes. I'll let you figure out who that was.
Whoa.
And
is that Herb?
Then, yeah.
Well, Herb's like not drunk.
He always sounds like he's just tied a load on.
Well,
anyway. I got the tightest straight nose you ever seen.
Well, yeah, he's special, Spike. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, he is special.
Yeah.
Oh, you got that right.
Yeah.
Special.
Wow.
But I don't mean like, you know, special like.
Oh, we know.
You know.
Yeah, we know.
Okay. Spike, let me ask you this. Just real quick. I'll let you get your point. But if you were to poll all of our listeners and say, do you like Herb or do you dislike Herb? What do you think that poll result would be?
I think you guys would be disappointed.
It seems
like you think that Herb's like your little toy that you pull out of the box and you all get big giant belly laughs out of it.
We
but
do.
The rest of us are out here rolling our eyes and thinking he's totally drunk.
He's okay, definitely not drunk. Yeah, I can assure you. Most of the time, I don't think he is. It's just Herb. Anyway.
Yeah, well, anyways. And
what else you got, Spike?
He obviously does not have any clue about how to make marinara sauce because he doesn't put tomatoes in it. Come on.
Yeah, well,
anyway,
that was a Hail Mary for me. Sometimes in the middle of a Herb call, if I just throw something in there, sometimes I'll go, hey, Herb, what kind of a lover are you? Or, hey, Herb.
Oh, my God. Don't ever.
I've done it. I've done it.
I'm glad I didn't hear him going on and on about that.
Well.
Oh, my God.
Well.
Oh, cover my ears.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yes.
This is your pet peeve?
Yeah. That's my biggest pet peeve.
Okay.
Yeah. Herb and, you know, all that.
Okay.
So, anyway. Okay. So, yes, I'm going to tell you that I think that the Eagles are going to win this one.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be a tooth and nail biter because the Chiefs are not going to want to give it up. And they're going to fight us hard. And they've seen what our defense is now like, okay, a year later or, you know, a season later.
Mm-hmm.
And, they've got our number. So, you know, we need to step it up, and Jalen needs to be at his best, and Jalen Carter needs to stop spitting on people.
Yes.
So, well, that's for sure.
That would be a win. Could you imagine if Jalen Carter just immediately spits on Patrick Mahomes just as a bit?
It might run him for the rest of the season. Yeah. The league might run him for the rest of the season.
It'd be. Could you imagine doing the show the next day? It would be a great show. Camp, I'd have to respect it. Yeah.
Anyway, so there won't be any spitting this week. I'm quite sure of it.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm thinking that the Eagles will manage to come out on top, but they're going to have to really buckle down and play good football.
So they are.
That's what Spike from Bristol has to say.
Well,
love it, Spike.
Love it, Spike. A road game in Kansas City, they absolutely have to.
And I love you. I love you, Ike.
Yes, ma'am.
You're my favorite.
Wow.
Per usual.
Yep.
Ah, thank you.
Yes. And Spike, real quick, how would you make the perfect marinara sauce?
Oh, well, I would definitely put tomatoes in it.
Okay.
And I put tons of garlic, like I always do.
There you go.
And I would put just a tiny bit, maybe, of wine, maybe. And I definitely would put, meat juice in at the end, but marinara is typically called marinara because it does not have meat.
There you go.
Spike's so, favorite.
Anyway,
all right.
That's pretty much.
I love it.
Okay?
All right, Spike.
Take care, Spike.
Thank you for the call. Man, she does not like Herb.
No.
She's my favorite, Spike.
Wow. Wow.
Is her name Brett?
She's got the same attitude problem. I can tell you that. There are some similarities there aside from the name.
Here.
Yeah, very feisty. You know what my number one pet peeve is when I got to sit on hold and I hear some drunk guy rambling, blah, 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 blah.
I knew when she said when she has to sit on hold, we were in trouble.
Yeah. That part of the call is always, my eyebrow goes up. You got to be good after you complain about sitting on hold,
right,
or I'm going to get pissy about it. But that was good.
Yes.
Spike versus Spike in a complaint off.
Yes.
Could also be a bet.
Yeah. The beauty of Herb is that he is doing that without being inebriated. That is
right.
That is just who Herb is. You call him, he calls most of the time. A lot of times he doesn't even talk about sports. He'll just talk about whatever is going on in his life at that moment.
Yeah.
He doesn't recognize, I don't think, fully that.
You got to hear enough of Herb, Spike.
Yes.
You got to hear enough of it.
It took me a while to understand.
Yeah, it did. Like, yeah, you weren't all the way in the beginning.
I don't know if you caught this during the call. He described Baldy as his friend from Los Angeles.
Yes.
He knows everyone.
I did. I caught it.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. OK Andrew is on WIP. What's up, OK?
What it do, afternoon crew?
What it do, Andrew?
What it do, Andrew?
Man, I got two things. But first, man, I got to get my stock up.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dak didn't even have you on his list.
Yeah. He's forgotten about you.
Never.
I've been inconsistent, got a couple of things going on in the fall, but working on it, grinding. Every
okay.
Day,
so. Grinding.
All right.
I got two things. One Phillies thing is this game is pretty special, I think. Not only that we can sweep the Mets just like they did to us, and also this game is on 9/11, and as we know during Phillies games, I mean, we've had some very memorable ones versus the Mets when they were chanting USA, and Harry Callis had great quotes from the vet when it happened. So I think it's going to be a special one. It's going to be a cool game to watch with the Baby Blues, and I think we're going to come out top today.
I hope so. I hope so. And what was your second one?
I'm kind of developing the story that's been kind of said after the Denzel Ward contract restructure. I think that we're going to take a shot at him. I mean, why not? He has 2 years left on his contract. We traded for Darius Slay for a fifth-round pick at 28. Jalen Ramsey was traded two firsts at 24 years old, and I think we're going to trade a second and two-thirds for Denzel Ward for 2 years of great cornerback play. He got about a $1 million cap hit and he's going to start outside, move Bennett into the slot, and maybe move Coop back to safety so we have confident starters at every secondary position.
So I didn't notice this. They just restructured his contract, Denzel Ward. Do you think they're going to trade him 2 weeks after doing that?
Well, the Browns are pretty poverty, as we know, for a while since Baker's there. And I don't think someone aging in their career from 28 to 31 would want to be there miserably losing every single year.
Well, he'd be a good player to get.
Oh, yeah. Denzel Ward, for sure. Okay. Did we practice against the Browns this year? Yeah, we did.
Remember, that was when Shedeur Sanders had the oblique injury.
Yeah.
Okay, Andrew, for next question today for the Bite for the Fight tickets, what is your pet peeve?
So this goes out to our brother. Ever since I was young till now, every single time I'm watching a game or there's two games on, he keeps flipping the channels every single time, no matter what. No matter whether it's golf, baseball, football, basketball, hockey, he always flips the channels. And stay on one, watch the other game somewhere else.
A channel flipper. All right, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to picture?
I don't like the people that channel flip in the commercial break when the game's on.
During the commercial break?
Yeah.
That's the time to flip.
Nah.
Yeah.
Well, what if you miss?
You just got to have the internal clock to get back.
Yeah, you
got to
come back. Yeah, you got to come back.
Nah.
That's a, look, you know. There are some differences between men and women.
Uh-huh.
Men have the sense of when the commercial break is over.
Go back. Come back.
Yeah. I'm a flipper. Whatever happened to picture-in-picture?
I know.
Remember, that used to be so big on televisions. I feel like I could use it.
The box is too small.
What's that?
The box is too small.
And the picture-in-picture.
Yeah.
Oh, and picture-in-picture, the box is too
small. Yeah, well, like, if they can make it a nice side-by-side or something like
that. Side-by-side would be great. That way I can just look at one thing. My problem is, I have one on the laptop or something, and one on the TV, but my eyes, I have to go back and forth.
Go back and forth.
I would love to be able to do it.
Well, now, it sucks when the game is being on a streaming service, because you can't flip it.
You can't flip,
It takes too much time to get back to the game and get back into the
stream. Get out of the app.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is one thing that is worse with that.
Yeah.
I haven't tried the YouTube TV. I do have the YouTube NFL subscription. I haven't tried you can do four games at once.
That's what I was getting ready to say. How do you do the four
quad box?
Yeah, the quad box thing.
You have to have that YouTube you have to have the YouTube NFL Sunday Ticket subscription, and you can do it within YouTube. And if you do it on there, you can put YouTube up on the screen or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be the move. Is that something else I got to buy?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm out.
Yeah. I think it's $170 for the season, but you get every game?
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
I got the red zone.
Yeah.
By the way, they did the red zone with the commercials Sunday.
Yeah, it's like 15 seconds of commercials.
Yeah,
right?
It wasn't bad. I mean, they made a big deal. Like, they were really going to commercial break or something.
They just do what golf does when they do the play.
Yeah, they just do. Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
You know what?
They run the commercial, but they still have the action going on that you can see it.
I'm not a red zone guy at all. Yeah. I just like watching the game. But
oh, man, I love it.
I think the problem with adding the commercials is not that there's commercials in there. It's that all of these services got you to sign up, and you pay for it, and then they start adding commercials in.
Right.
So Prime, you're paying for it. You're like, oh, I have all this video, and then they start putting the commercials
in.
That is the issue.
Yeah, that's how they always get you.
Yeah. I don't mind paying for something that has commercials. We bought magazines and newspapers for 100 years that had advertisements
in them. They get you hooked in. You're used to watching it.
Yes.
And then they bring the commercials in.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they know you're not going to get rid of it.
Yeah.
So you'll like Red Zone if you start gambling.
Nah. I don't gamble that much.
Yeah, but like being able to watch your touchdowns?
Gamble a lot.
I'm not a Red Zone guy. I like watching the game.
Gambling, fantasy football. I got to watch everybody, man. This is a great weekend.
Yeah. Oh, because you got the 4 o'clock game.
Man.
And the huge fight Saturday.
I got Saturday. I got Sunday. Man, it is a huge fight Saturday.
Huge fight, yeah.
It's on Netflix. Yeah. Check
That's
it out.
That's what we heard. Canelo.
Not on my mom's login anymore, so on Netflix.
Wait, what's that?
He doesn't have his mother's login.
Oh. For Netflix? You are something else.
He's not joking either.
No, he's not.
He's not joking.
To belabor that point, I think that's the right term.
Yeah.
My dad just get done cutting my lawn.
His dad cut his grass.
Come on, man.
Do you do anything?
We don't have a mower yet. So he's cutting it.
So he drove the mower over and cut the lawn?
Yeah.
pay somebody to do it.
Nah,
there's no way he's doing that. Yeah, there's no way he's doing that.
Kidding? I got free service.
Just cut it yourself.
He
could have dropped the mower off.
Yeah, well, I gotta figure out how to use it.
It's a rod mower.
It's a rotting mower. Yeah. I'll get my own rotting mower one of these years.
One of these years?
Yeah.
I've been saying that for 20 years. I still don't have one.
Yeah, it's like when I first got a house, I thought to myself, I'm going to mow the lawn.
Yeah.
And then I was like, nah. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, one of the newest Eagles talked about what Eagles culture is like now that he is on the team. We'll get to that. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. Will it let me stay? Let me stay. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
Ooh, to WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Pleased to be with you this evening. The Phillies play one more game against the Mets. It will happen tonight. The first pitch is at 7:15. After our show is done, Jackie Baseball will take you up until Phillies on Deck with leading off. An extended leading off? Is that what we have?
Oh, a little extended leading off.
Yeah.
Extended.
Jack gets to talk about the Phillies without us butting in.
Thank God. Oh, also, it doesn't look like any rain tonight, so Murph slept well.
Oh, wow. It's been a pretty rain-free season. Feels like the last couple of years.
Well, there has been a couple three-hour burgers this year.
With the
rain delays. Only
the delay. Yeah, but not they haven't banged many games.
They didn't have one doubleheader last year.
Right. I think we had one or two this year.
Mm-hmm.
215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. What's popping?
Yosh.
What's up, Yosh?
Got the bad signal, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, I had multiple texts hitting me up telling me that I was being disrespected.
Your stock is down, that's what Jack
said. I went on the Odyssey app plug, and I rewinded.
You had to rewind it.
I got off for a second because I was talking to my wife, and you know, I have to answer the phone. So I was like, stock down. That's cool. I ain't even care, but... When Jack said, that's not my Yoshi, I was like, I'm going to call in because I felt that I owed that to him. Now, I took a little sabbatical, and the reason why, let me ask you a question. I'm quite sure you've all experienced this. You ever been at Full Tilt, and then she says, hold up, I'll be right back, I got to pee?
Yes, but we can't.
So you understand what I'm saying,
yes,
right?
Yes, 100%.
So I rushed home once.
The pee doesn't bother me.
Full Tilt. Bird game and everybody riding down the highway with a flag on. I jumped two Cowboys fans because they was pointing at their hats at each other. The light. I cut around them and then showed them my hat. I came home, got super hyped because Rios was on the radio. I said, boom, went upstairs, threw a quick 250 on the bench. I sit out a little bit. I was feeling good. My wife came in the house, started talking about Boogie. I was like, be quiet, I'm about to get on the phone. I was got myself in trouble. Because Buzz said, Yoshi, you're up next. I went 55 minutes, and the show went off.
Wow.
And I'm not going to lie. It kind of hurt my feelings. And I never complain about anything. So when I get like that, what I do, I back off for a second to relax. Because you should never be so obsessed with something
whereas though it hurts your feelings. So I said, I'm not going to call for a week, and I'll come back on Monday.
Okay, wow.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Did I hear this right? This was game day last week?
Game day.
Game day, and we didn't take your call?
Nope. Bud told me I was coming right up.
You know what happened?
Was it the fight with Elliot?
It was. That's what happened.
Yeah.
That's what happened. The fight with Elliot happened.
Yeah, because it was the longer fight. Yes. Yep. It was 10 minutes. Yep. I'm sorry, Yoshi.
Yeah, it was a pretty long fight.
So instead of just telling us you were disappointed, you boycotted us for a week?
No, I've been listening.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we know you listen. Yeah, we know that.
And what's the name? And I didn't boycott you. That's such a harsh word.
Well, I'm just calling it what it is.
And I'm not a person that complains. That's
well,
not
that's
me.
What this phone call sounds like.
Well, I'm telling you why.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Like, don't do that. Like,
No. Fair enough. I apologize.
You are super smart, Lex Luthor, but sometimes really listen.
All right. I said I was sorry. Sometimes Elliot just does that, and you got to fight with him.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Right.
I wasn't mad at you. I was mad at Buzz. I wanted to pop him in his big forehead.
Buzz does have a giant forehead. Him and Pete Alonso are competing for who has the biggest forehead.
Buzz got a water head. Like, I'm sorry, Buzz. Yeah. He definitely ain't going to put me on the phone now. I'm
he
sorry.
Definitely ain't getting on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm going to just text and tell Jack. That's all. Jack can get it. But I'm back. My stock about to go back up because now I'm going to worry y'all because Jack going to feel compelled to put me on the phone with him because he don't like the Buzz hurt his Yoshi's feelings, right,
exactly
Jack?
Right. I got my callers.
Yeah, Jack is that's sensitive
right.
Over there.
That's right. Yes. I almost burnt my books. Like, no.
Again, it was not my fault.
Sometimes when Jack puts somebody at the number one spot on the call board and I don't go to them, I look at Jack just to see if he gives me the disapproving
He's definitely
love.
Frustrated. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'll definitely, what's the name, throw you under the bus if you don't.
I know. But sometimes I'll even tell Jack, if I know he wants somebody on, I'll whisper to him in his ear, tell that person I'll get to them this coming. Because
like
I'm trying to put everything in a certain spot. So again, I apologize.
The main thing that got me like that is because I straight up told my wife, babe, I'm about to get on the phone. And she was mad all night. And that's what fueled me. I was like, oh, man. You know what I had to do on Friday to get back in good graces and on Saturday?
It's called a big dose of D.
No, I ain't getting none. The weekend is my time, boy. Come on, man. That's all week. I had a headache, a migraine. Do nothing.
Yoshi, do you have a pet peeve or was the pee thing? Was that your pet peeve?
The pee doesn't bother me.
All right.
My pet peeve is people who talk trash to me, and I decide to walk away. The guy to me said walk away, but it makes me mad.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
That sounds good.
There he is.
I love y'all, cats. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
All right, Yosh.
All right, Yosh.
He's back. Yoshi's back. I didn't know where that story was going with where he started it.
I know.
Yeah, but I get it.
Well, I didn't either.
Yeah. I remember it now, I guess. I remember the fight with Elliot. He must have been on the phone.
I remember
at that
Yoshi
point.
Being online.
And then we had that problem where we have the hard out at that point.
Yeah,
and all
that. I know. So, it happens.
All right.
It happens. Yeah.
Jamie and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Jamie?
Hey guys, good to be with you.
What's up, brother?
Yeah, I'm usually good to sit back and listen and laugh, but I had to call in when I heard the pet peeve topic.
Oh.
Speaking of listening and laughing, when I heard Bam's story yesterday about why he had to do time. He was talking about stealing the cigarette lighters out of the car. Man, I thought I was going to pull an abdominal muscle. Yeah. I thought I was going to have to pull over my car.
Well, everybody knows Rikers was full of people who were stealing car lighters.
Oh, Spike, I was as baffled as you were when he started talking, but then when he wrapped it all up, oh, man, that was comedy gold. So
yeah, he didn't happen to mention that the lighter he stole had a car on it.
Oh, God. So Jack's 5-5 was on point. Bam needed to be number one.
Yeah.
All right, so guys, when I heard the pet peeve topic, this is my Super Bowl, man. This is my Super Bowl. I have a sports talk pet peeve, a sports conversation pet peeve.
Okay.
It happens on the Barstool. It happens with you guys, I don't know, maybe once an hour.
Okay.
So it's when someone acts like they don't know the difference between a comparison and a frame of reference. For example,
okay,
this young quarterback in the draft has the accuracy of Joe Montana. Right, that's a frame of reference. That's not a comparison.
You're not saying that he is Joe Montana. You're saying, right.
Absolutely not. And a frame of reference has to be popular, man. It's got to be known and understood by everybody having the discussion. I mean, that's why you don't hear people say he's got the accuracy of this dude I knew in college, right?
Right.
No one knows the dude you knew in college. That's a poor frame of reference. But constantly when you say something like that, people respond by saying, did you just mention him in the same breath as Joe Montana? And that drives me up the wall. That it doesn't make you sound above it all when you respond that way. It makes you sound like you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, oh, so, Jamie, God, what that actually is most times is just an arguing tactic.
Most times
what you're trying to do is, if the other person made a good point, if you can just point out that they compared, let's say they compared Jalen Hurts' focus to Michael Jordan.
Right.
And all I have to do is go, did you just say that Jalen Hurts is Michael Jordan? Then it's over. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
All right.
Guys, I feel liberated to have the chance to talk to you. Oh, man. All right. Thanks a million, guys.
All right, Jamie. Yeah, I get that. I understand that.
Frame of reference.
Yeah, versus a comparison.
Yeah, but he didn't give us a comparison.
No, but I think a comparison would be...
So if I were to use his example, he has the accuracy of Joe Montana. I do understand that's a frame of reference.
Right.
So how would you say his accuracy is compared to?
No, I think what he would say is, you're not saying that he is Joe Montana. You're just saying that this one thing is similar to Joe Montana.
Right.
Whereas a comparison would be, you know, Jalen Hurts, he plays just like da-da-da, or he's just as good as da-da-da, I think is a comparison.
You see how thin that line is?
Yes,
okay.
It is.
That's all I wanted to point out, yes.
It's one of those things where you know it when you hear it. I think I understand what he is saying.
I understand what he was saying, but I just couldn't figure out how would I compare somebody? The frame of reference thing is on point.
Yes.
But then I'm baffled as to, okay, if I'm going to compare, how can I do that without, you just don't use someone of that stature, you use somebody that's more or less...
Equal
to him.
Equal
yeah.
to it,
yeah.
I think is what you would do.
All right.
215-592-9494. Dustin in the Northeast. Wow. Dustin, you're on WIP.
Spike, Ike, Spritzy, how are you, fellas?
What's up, Dustin?
Yeah, going back to yesterday, Spike, my answer was the pretzels filled with peanut butter.
Yes.
You know what else you got to try with peanut butter, dude? You never eat a banana with peanut butter?
Dude. Constantly, once a week at least.
No. Yeah, this dude is always eating banana and peanut butter.
Yeah, apple with peanut butter, banana with peanut butter. You give me something, I'll put peanut butter on it.
And we all have duty.
Well, not that.
The worst of all time, dude.
You just chopped the whole thing up.
Yep. That one got sent to me about four times from four different people saying I have to cut it.
That was today, right?
Yeah.
What did I say?
I think Wolfie noticed that
as
well.
Wolfie noticed me, yeah.
I got a text from Wolfie.
Well, you're saying you're trying to say we all have a duty in the neighborhood, I think, but it just came out we all have duty.
Okay. We all have duty. I didn't even realize that. We all have duty.
Again, this was an instance of Jack needing to use his drop, and he used it there with Dustin. I don't know if it even worked.
He just needed to throw that in there. The pee doesn't bother me. The pee thing, I didn't even know he had that.
What is that from?
That was from...
That's the same thing.
About, I think
a dog peeing in the lawn.
Yeah. Listen, we're working back here.
We all have duty.
Okay.
Spritzy throwing me off like usual.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah, listen, Spike, I'm just like you, dude. I'm a secret closet huge Embiid lover, dude. Then that dude's on the court, he changes the game completely. Like, after you were talking about that video yesterday, I went and watched it. I'm not going to lie to you. I got super excited.
Yes.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
There you go, Spritz. Unbelievable, dude. Can't take you anywhere.
Here's the thing about Embiid. This is why he is so, why it draws you back in. Mm-hmm. Because you can think of a lot of NBA superstars. They're great players. But the number of NBA superstars that you can think of who are both the best offensive and defensive player on their team, the most important offensive and defensive player on their team, that list is very short, very, very short, and he is both of those at his best, which is why it is so hard to quit and why you see a six-second video of him getting a jumper up, looking trim, without a knee brace. You get excited, man.
Knocking down jumpers like 2-3 years. I'm right there with you. Anybody that watches basketball and can I still think he is a top three player in the NBA when he's healthy.
When he's healthy, listen, for sure.
I don't want to get stuck on them guys right now. Real quick, Spritz, this one's for you. How come they're bringing up dudes from the minors and they're giving Edmundo Sosa days off? That is so stupid to me. You got a hamstring injury with arguably your quickest player on the team, one of the best athletes on your team. Like, you know, hammies linger all year. What do you think? You think he's going to be able to be healthy all during the postseason? Edmundo Sosa needs to play. They need to keep that dude hot and keep him rolling, dude.
One off day is not going to change that.
But I don't care. I don't, unless you're bringing up Painter, I don't want to see any minor league players playing in that red and pinstripe, dude. I do not need to see it. I need to see it. I need to get the guys that are going to play in the playoffs. I need to see them in stride going into the playoffs. I don't need to see a minor leaguer.
Well, like, Stott's sitting tonight. Does that make you feel good?
No, that pisses me off, dude. He should be my shortstop. He's my backup shortstop, dude. He should be in the lineup.
I do.
Who's at second?
Yeah, I do kind of respect Topper's ability. Like, I think I said like again. Friggin' Rod told me I keep saying like, and I noticed it, and now I can't stop doing it. Anyway, Topper has to do two things. He has to get them the 2 seed, potentially the 1 seed, but also giving guys days here and there to keep them fresh.
And that's all he's doing.
Topper's done a good job this year. You got to let him cook, Dustin. All right.
Well, I got a pet peeve for you real quick. Yeah. We're giving my pet peeve. Spike, get ready. The ass whooping starts tonight. Josh Jacobs, 25 points.
Oh, I'm playing Dustin and fantasy.
There you go. Yeah. There's a pet peeve.
All right. Well, when I bust your ass this week, I'm going to talk about it all next week.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. Bam, I got this W for you this week, big dog. Don't worry about it. My biggest pet peeve that I cannot stand is when somebody's sitting next to me eating food and it sounds like I'm sitting next to a Clydesdale horse.
Oh, that's me.
Same thing.
Oh, the loud eating.
The loud eating, man. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah, Mike's already letting us know about tomorrow.
Yeah, man, can't eat with your mouth open.
Loud.
Yeah.
Dude, my mother would backhand you up from the table from that. If she, as a kid, my
chewing
brother,
with your
my
mouth
brother
open?
Did that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Man, you hear the saliva.
Oh, the worst. The one thing, my wife hates slurping.
Yeah.
So if she hears, there used to be somebody in her office years ago that would slurp tea.
Ooh.
And I would get a text message.
Cringe.
They're slurping again. What about
spaghetti?
That's not the issue. I think her specific issue is slurping
from a
soup,
drinking cup, yeah.
Soup or tea or coffee. Or
that is.
Yep.
That's bad, man.
Sound.
That's bad.
She hates it. Let's get to the text line, then we'll pick our winner for next question. Text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I'm going to make Elliot my little bee tomorrow, Spike, just like I did to you. Jolly running up the art museum steps.
Elliot versus Jolly tomorrow at 11 a.m. on the WIP Midday Show, debating whether Sunday's game is an acceptable loss for the Eagles.
And Jolly tweeted out tomorrow is going to be an acceptable loss for Elliot.
Wow.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Elliot is going to make Jolly insane. Because Elliot,
he won't back down, yeah.
He doesn't back down. He also doesn't change his tone, which can be infuriating for people. He doesn't get louder.
Yeah.
And I think that will drive Jolly crazy.
I was going to say, how does that
Jolly will get louder.
Get louder, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be tuned in.
Oh, yeah. I'll be listening to that. What's next?
When Spike has strong opinions about something and is proven right, I said not to give Schwarbs an extension, and he hits 50 home runs. When Spike has strong opinions about something and is proven wrong, we all wanted Kepler to be DFA'd, and he proved us all wrong.
Wait a minute.
Frank and Ardmore.
Hold up. Why am I getting hit with the Kepler thing? It's true. Jack disappeared. He fell on the floor because
he's hiding.
That is his bit. So many of my baseball things are because Jack screwed me.
Oh, wow.
What Jack told me.
Cut that one.
Jack told me Kepler was going to get DFA'd. He kept saying it on the air.
I thought so.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, he's
this close to getting Kwan.
He's been on the biggest roller coaster with Kepler all year. First, he loved him at the beginning of the year.
Then he wanted him off the team.
Yeah, then he wants him off the team.
And now we're back to being Kepler.
Back to being on there.
And the whole Bader thing is because he contaminated my mind with Steve Kwan stuff.
Yeah.
You're a... Just like Napoleon. I don't know if you're on our team, not on our team, whatever it is. Traitor is what you're. Yeah. What's next?
What a weird pet peeve by Chuck. It has to be so much quicker in New Jersey anyway, since he doesn't have to get in and out of his car seat. Spike, during the break.
I did not say that. I didn't say it. I don't have a problem with her pumping my gas in Jersey.
We're Jersey, man.
Yeah. It's fine.
Dude, it's crazy.
We're Jersey, man.
I like pumping my own gas, but I don't mind them doing it.
It's funny because it's harder to teach the kids how to pump gas
when
we live in Jersey. Yeah. So, but when they come over here or if they're somewhere else, they're clueless.
Yeah, you get the phone call?
I think they're clueless about having to pump gas.
How do I do this?
Participation trophy society.
Yep.
That's what it is.
What's next?
We got a problem, Eskin? Ross Tucker.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do with Ross?
Nah, I said, I keep bringing it up. He said it was the best game Jalen ever played.
Oh, yeah, that's a little over the top.
Psychotic. Sorry. What's next?
What doesn't Ike understand? When the Phils were playing bad, I said they were done. And now that the Phils are playing well, I'm saying they're going to win the World Series. Not complicated.
Here we go.
Spike in Mount Airy.
Here we go.
Spike in Mount
Airy. I don't live in Mount Airy. Also, I never said the Phils were done.
You're flip-flopping like Chuck is what the text is associated
with. I never said the Phils were done. Not even close.
I know.
All right. I hate the text line. I'm canceling it. It's Mark's bid anyway. What's next?
How could they not get the runner over there? Gotta move your feet. You know who used to move their feet? Sugar Ray Leonard. Let's discuss tomorrow. Tasty Cake Don texting Jack during Phil's games.
Tasty Cake pivoted to boxing first.
He wanted to get into boxing. He's a boxing fan.
Yeah. I can tell.
He's a boxing fan. We used to do a lot of boxing talk.
I know. Yeah. Different time at WIP.
Yeah. Is that Ike at Night? When was that happening?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, okay. Yes. We can talk about anything.
Yeah. What's next?
Relax over there with the Mets stuff. Pablo Torre.
Pets line.
Pablo got another one, man.
Man. Yeah. Got a big one. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Hey, what's this one? An extension of the Kawhi thing?
Yes, yeah, an extension. Essentially, what they found was this new thing that he released today is that a co-owner of the Clippers made a payment to that company of $2 million right when Kawhi Leonard was complaining that he wasn't getting paid his $1.75 million. And then 9 days later, after that payment, Kawhi got his money.
Yeah.
So, Pablo's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm on his good side. Let's put it that way.
I'm going to squeeze out of this one.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm not on Pablo's bad side. I will say that. So for the tickets, we do have a pair of tickets for next question today to the Fight On McKenna Foundation's Bite for the Fight Food Festival Saturday. That is 2 days from now at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks. Great event to benefit the Fight On McKenna Foundation, which helps out CHOP and pediatric cancer. And you get to taste all this great food from all these great local restaurants. For more information, biteforthefight.com. Next question today was your number one pet peeve. Jack, what are the finalists here?
Yeah, so Matt Norlin with his coworker that spits in the trash can.
Disgusting, yeah.
Jagarian Vineland's pet peeves were pet peeves.
Yes.
Spike and Bristles was Herb.
Mm. Yeah, that was the funniest one.
And then Dustin in the Northeast just had a good one.
Yeah, I think... Gary and Vineland's pet peeve being pet peeves
pretty funny bit.
Is the best one.
All right.
That would, so you get a pair, that pair of tickets. We'll have another pair tomorrow. Remember, you can buy them at biteforthefight.com. Great event and worth every penny. Jack is up next with Leading Off. Get you up for Phil's Mets Game 4. And we will talk to you tomorrow at the same place at the same time. And remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
We all have duty.
All right. Are you done yet?
Yeah.
You want to do it one more time?
No, we're
okay. Good.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.